Hello there, this is Terry Denise, a Lansing Community College student and your host of Ripper, an LCC Connect podcast where I interview others and ask about their unique efforts and connections in, around, and beyond the community of Michigan's capital city. Well, hello. Hello, hello, hello. I hope you are well. How is your summer going? This latent bit into the fall. This weird time where it gets super hot all of a sudden up here in the Michiganders. It gets super weird, and then people swear they start seeing orbs and things like that. Okay, I'm not getting into it too much, Rose Lake. I'm not getting too much into it today. I, though, believe we have the Perseids going on very soon, very now, very around the August area of things. And you can still see a lot of the shooting or falling, what we perceive as falling. They're just moving at a rate that we can, our eyes are catching it. So it looks like everything's falling or moving in a crazy way. I love that. I love the stars. I love astronomy. I love the fact that in certain portions of Michigan, as if you are out far enough without so much light pollution, you can actually see Aurora Borealis, or also known as what was going to be the name of a child that I was going to have. also known as the Northern Lights. Did you guys know Aurora was the name of, was it Cinderella? That's her real name, Aurora. Anyway, yeah, you can totally see all of these spectacular astronomical things going on in the skies. I often catch what we perceive as shooting stars. I will just literally be walking across a parking lot, and then I'm just looking up and just, you know, gazing. If you ever go out on long walks like I do, whether it's just to get your exercise in or, you know, it's a good season to be able to not have to worry about slipping on ice and everything like that. Okay, let me backtrack here for a second. I am from a generation, I'm not going to date myself, I'm certainly not going to give my age out, but I am of a particular time where it was absolutely 100,000,000,000% completely normal to just go outside and walk around and then do like what you perceive as doing nothing. I'm not doing anything. And it's like, no, you have walked near many creeks, you've walked in the woods, you've walked in the forest, you like stop and looked at a bunch of sticks, and you're like, this is the best stick. No, that's the best stick. And you're like, I'm just going to carry around this stick for a while. And then you throw it. You do so many things. But really, you know, you're just like, no, I'm not doing anything. What you're really doing is just letting your mind actually function in a different way that it needs to. You need to get to a point in your brain where it's not following a precise schedule of some sort. If you have like a trajectory or some kind of pathway that you take on long walks or something like that, or short walks even, your brain uses that map, you know, it's just like on autopilot, and you just, you feel like you're not doing anything because you're just not concentrating so hard on things. That's a great area to go start off with. When you're not concentrating on things, that's usually when I start seeing things in the sky, like shooting stars, satellites, our favorite things that we like to talk about online on like Nextdoor and everything, about the helicopters here in the Midwest. We love talking about the helicopters. Did anybody feel those large helicopters, the big helicopters? Man, oh man, it was so low. Actually, we did have a helicopter circling around here on campus yesterday. It was pretty military grade, definitely. It was a very large machine, and it was really low to the point where even the squirrel that was like gathering around the picnic table, who was like, do you have any more food for me though? And I was like, I'm searching. I thought I had another granola bar, but I don't. And it sat around me for a while. The other guy shooed it away, but I had already pointed out something that had already dropped from my trail mix. Anyway, this thing was flying really low yesterday. It was like I could see inside of the hatch, I guess, the back part. I don't know what you call, if it's a call to hatch or just the entrance or exit way, but it's on the back of the helicopter. This thing is like super long. You can definitely fit machines in there, like if you're taking, I don't know, 50 SUVs or something. I'm pretty sure 50 SUVs could fit in there. So like maybe five Hummers then, stretch Hummers. No, but seriously, these are huge helicopters just like flying low. But as we know around here, you know, on top of agricultural area and automobile industry, industrious area, we have a lot of schools. So there's a lot of also military areas around here. We've got, you know, like local FBI offices and all this kind of stuff because we are also the capital city of Michigan. We are a mainstay for a lot of activity going on. So like when people are always chirping online on their little chirp apps and everything like that about like low flying vehicles, and it's like, yeah, probably because of all the hospitals and the fact that you live in an actual capital city, that's pretty normal, especially one that borders a different country. It's so I often wonder if it's just many people that have just moved to Michigan or something like that, or have just never lived long enough, or I don't know. Maybe it's just people that like that's all they have for their day. They need to take some walks because your brain starts like removing things like that. It starts like, you know, going like, you know, this is a repetitive thing your brain is tracing over and over again and that you keep bringing up in conversations like what's going on. You need something else to do. You need to move on, move through it. And that is a fantastic way to go through life too. It's great, great things to come back to. It's just to, if something's not working for you, you should move on from it. It takes a minute to realize things are not necessarily the best for you or others. But everybody is so, you know, a lot of people are very, very in our heads, and sometimes our hearts or souls, if you still have any of that left. Just kidding. Not really. But if you are so attached to something that you're afraid of letting go, because it does take a minute to realize perhaps we should move on from this moment onto something else, into a different realm of thinking. That's what those walks do personally for me. It's, you are literally moving on. Those are very fascinating things to do to help your brain get into a different mode and state of being, because it helps reflect and deflect some energies that have been stagnant for a while. So just like the low-flying helicopters, that's kind of what's going on in your head sometimes. You've got some low-flying bits of information that are just, they're not really doing anything. They're not there, like, people aren't jumping out of them and there's not parachuting going on or anything like that. Unless there's very strange activities going on. That's not what's going on. Those people are practicing and they are definitely, if anything, looking out for people below them. A lot of people, we've got, you know, like ROTC, Army, military stations and everything like that around. So they need to know how to actually fly around cities, and that's part of their training. So beyond a certain part of training, if you're getting to the point where you are flying over cities and whatnot, then you have passed a lot of tests that you needed to take. So that too with a lot of the hospital vehicles that we see flying around our heads and everything like that, it's like, well, we do have a lot of hospitals around us, and many times, because we are in a very hyperactive, free-to-highway state, we have a lot of things that sometimes there's things that happen where a lot of people need airlifting. So, yeah, you're going to see low-hanging machines in the sky sometimes. We also have an airport the capital city airport. So I just find it very interesting that people concentrate on these things. And it's like, it's very low hanging ideas and thoughts that you have going on. Like, why don't you just go outside and try to guess, you know, you could start making a whole mission about it to like, just like, why don't you make it into a hobby or an activity to see what kind of vehicle it is, instead of like just mentioning, yeah, did anybody like hear the helicopters? And it's like, yes, dude, which one actually? Because, I mean, how many? Like, there's a lot. You got to move on from it. Like, make an activity. Like, get, like, a checklist. Or, like, I don't know, like, make your own bingo square for the kinds of different vehicles that you see in the sky are flying, hovering machines. When you get to a particular square that says, I don't know, something like a hover boat or maybe a UFO, but it's got to be a UFO for you, because that just still means unidentified flying object, I believe. So yeah, low hanging thought arenas of areas that you keep coming back to, and it's just like you haven't quite made anything of what you're thinking about. So those times when you just go out and don't think about anything, and that's what you think you're doing. You think you're not thinking about anything, but your brain is like shooting off when you're giving it a rest. Because honestly, when you're concentrating on getting to school, work, to getting your kids to class, well, because it's summer, so summer school class or whatever, or just like getting up for your day, and having your trajectories that are your goals that are set that you're trying to push through. You've got your list of to-do things. You need to get into your game. If you're gaming and everything like that, and you're like, well, okay, how much I need to fix my armor or something like that, or I need to like get back into this layer area and check out my skill sets and everything like that. Like, I need to push the momentum here. What can I do to try to get to a better place in this state of things, in this part of the game and everything like that? Like, I want to, and how many, and that's depending on how many games you've already started. So like some games you're going through and you're just like, I want to see how many things I can collect. I want to see the highest score I can get through just running through and see how long it'll take me if I just don't stop to collect anything. You know, all those kinds of things. So you'll have like 10 games going at once. But you'll have your main one, your like main focused game where you're like putting all of your focus into. You've got your skins on a particular way. You've got certain things that you actually did read up on, and you're like, no, I don't want to know the rest of what this is. I just need to know exactly if there's some extra bits here that I need to watch out for, or if like, is there like five different shields that I need to get as opposed to just the two? You know, like, are there a certain number of life statuses that I can get? Can I like multiply those, you know, just things like that. Back in the day, we used to have the Nintendo Power books and everything like that. That would, all those like gaming books and magazines and catalogs and everything like that, that you could read, and it would give you tips and advice and everything like that. And people would share like their different kind of coding things that they received and figured out and everything like that. I remember playing Aladdin and figuring out certain things and then going over to another person's house, and they're like massive mini moons beyond my reach. And I'm like, how did you get here? And they tell you just like this little piece of information. You're like, from there on, it's just the whole teach a person a fish, and they'll fish for as long as they can stand a fish until the bear comes in and grabs the fish from you and you go screaming away. No, seriously though, like it's just those little bits of information that helps people like get into a different state of being and stop, you know, it helps to like generate that low flying around thought dumb you might have going on, and actually like expand your abilities, expand your mileage up. It can help expand how far you go with those little thoughts and everything like that. And people can make games out of this stuff, you know? That's how those, there's those like zombie games, the little the tabletop games that came out of just somebody going like, how would you get out of a zombie apocalypse if it were in this neighborhood? And they built like those little tabletop games where you have like neighborhoods built up in a particular way, and like hospitals are in there, and it's just like, you know, playing your rounds and everything like that. And it's like, well, if I go this way, if I go that way, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. And all that came from was just people being obsessed with zombie movies, basically, and zombie comics. That kind of way of thinking is critical. It's critical thinking. It's critical thought. It's trying to figure out different ways on how to perceive things. And it's really great. It's great exercise for all ages. It helps your brain keep moving, which it needs to do. I mean, your brain is not going to stop until, and sometimes, well, if you want to get, I'm going to get morbid here, but sometimes after your body ceases to stop doing things, your brain is still going. It's still doing things. It's still processing information until it actually stops, until you're literally brain dead, until your brain stops firing off on the synapses and whatnot, and stops with the electrodes being there in that particular way and being used in that particular way, you still got to keep your brain moving. And to help power that through and to help out with, like, oh, I don't know, combating certain things like dementia and Alzheimer's and everything like that, even loneliness at any age, those are the things that help people get through. It's not just like, I can't get up, I can't get through this, I can't do this, I can't do that. It's just the fact that, like, you're not allowing, or one's not allowing their brain to be able to focus on a different level of their own personality or of their own abilities to reach beyond what they've been flying low-levelly. That's not a word, but it is today. Time, sometimes you got to get yourself out of those low levels, the low level thoughts, the low level like brooding and everything like that. And it's fine. It's actually a good thing to notice when you are actually in those states of thought, because how are you going to recognize that you need to get out of it? You need to like know that you're not doing too well, that you're not feeling the best, that the thoughts that you're having are just like instantly negative, that you're just rounding the lake in the sense of the same thought over and over again, and you get lodged in there and you can't make your way out. It's not a good place to be. It's a good place to get out of. So that's why I suggest, you know, going out, even to down, even like in your own unit, wherever you are, if there's like a patch of land or something that you can just look at the blaze of grass, just look at the things around you and see how things are growing. And if you just go like, yeah, like this is so boring. Like, why is this patch of grass so boring? It's like, I don't know. Why don't you go plant a couple of seeds and see if anything happens? Probably won't be so boring anymore. Just make sure nobody's like, make sure you let that you're not mowing over that area or anything like that. You know, literally the dollar store, which is not even a dollar store anymore. It's expanded beyond a dollar now. Inflation. A dollar store has like seeds that you can get. You can just practice with those, and it's just wildflower seeds and everything like that. Just throw them out in the yard. Throw them out there. Throw them in there. Just make sure you put them well enough into the dirt and everything like that so that the birds aren't getting to them. But yeah, you can like easily get fertilizer. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, we're an agricultural area in our part of the world and this part of the country, in fact. So it's not very difficult to go out and grab some stuff. Even planting is one of those things. Sowing, seeding, and reaping and everything like that, harvesting and whatnot, is just one of those critical things. It's a critical thought exercise. It's one of those things that allows yourself to breathe. It allows yourself to get outside and just get into the earth. You need to ground yourself sometimes. You need to be out in the earth. That is the thing that is literally supporting everybody right now. So sometimes it's good to go out and understand that, oh, hey, you can actually support the earth itself by getting those nutrients and toiling some nutrients back into the soil itself. It needs that sometimes. It needs to get things rolling, some dirt out and some good dirt in, or some good topsoil in and everything like that. And actually, because we've had such a terribly sunny, hot summer, it is turning some grass, some patches of the grass, pretty brown. Not a pretty brown, but pretty brown. But some may say it's a pretty brown. I guess it's all in your perspective. But eventually the rain will fall and you'll see some new grass grow, and that's great. But sometimes what helps with that is going out and toiling the soil and just making sure that you have the, you know, if you need permission to do that, just make sure you get that permission to do so, because you, sometimes you don't know if it's somebody else's land and property. But other than that, yeah, just making things spectacular is a great benefit for not only yourself, but it's a benefit for nature itself, all the bees and bugs. If you don't mind, the bunnies and deer really appreciate really nice flowers that get set out and everything like that. And that does help with the whole outlook of the way that everything is perceived around you. You can uplift your entire brain with just like looking at different kinds of things that grow out of the earth, different projections that come naturally. The in bloom of things. Just gonna, this was a thought that was flying over my head earlier today. I was thinking about, you know, I was actually kind of irked about something. I was a little irked. So I had to get my brain moving, and I was like, well, what's making me feel this way? So I do a lot of different kinds of things, performance-wise and everything like that. I've been singing and performing since I was a child, around locally, actually. When I was in high school, I was in one of the chorals that you have to actually audition for. And usually people do 1 year of that, but I was able to get in for 2 years. So I had auditioned, and they had me in for 2 years. Actually, we're called the East Lansing L Singers, the EL Singers, where you go to state competitions and things like that. So I sang in church. I was in the passion plays. You can actually probably, if you are savvy enough, you can probably find video of me as a child performer during the passion plays and our Christmas or our holiday season plays and everything like that at particular area churches that I was in. And moving on from that, I got really into a lot of different kinds of music when I was growing up. So I was very, very much enamored with a lot of punk, a lot of punkabilly and things like that, a lot of different kinds of metal, and of course, like hip hop and rap and everything like that. But I was really into metal, lots of metal. I loved like Soundgarden growing up and Sabbath and everything like that. So much so that and a lot of electronic music too. Good D&B, electronic and jungle. Anyway, so at some point in time, I've started to go out for bands, or like people would mention my name and like, hey, you should go and see if you can audition for this band. So I was like a backup singer for a Pink Floyd tribute band and everything like that quite early on, and then got into many different kinds of bands and everything like that. Anyway, one of the things that I was thinking about today was that people saying this like, oh, you're a late bloomer kind of a thing, and I'm just like, that is very irksome, because it made me think about the fact that like one might not be, you just might not have known or noticed the plumage. You might not have noticed the blooms coming off of a person because you weren't paying attention. For some, I may have been stomping all over the flower that was blooming, or the plants that were blooming there. So you didn't even get a chance to like see how well this thing was blooming. But so many of us like bloom a lot, and it's like we're not just annuals. We are like, it's everyday blooming. So, like, with that, with the planting and the toiling and going into the soil and everything like that, I'd say, like, take that perspective upon yourself, because it gets kind of bothersome when people are saying, like, oh, you just got into this? And you're like, no, I've been doing this for, like, decades, but nobody's noticed, because I don't know why. Maybe because people have been trying to shade you or trying to, you know, sometimes you just, much like getting your body to move, sometimes you just need to get other bodies to move out of the way. And I don't mean keep them in the closet or under under your house, like the Telltale Heart or anything like that. No, no, no. What I mean is just like sometimes you just need to either remove yourself, like pollinate in other areas. You can pollinate in many, many other areas and find your own way to bloom somewhere else, because you'll figure out that you can bloom in so many different ways that you never even realized you could before. So with that, I would love to get back to the helicopters and everything like that. If you've got those low-flying thoughts, get yourself out there and just, like, once you notice that they're flying and everything like that, like, just start looking at a tree and go, like, oh, what's going on? Wait a minute, are those cicadas that I hear that David Letterman would talk about all the time in the summer? Like, go out there and just listen to them for a while, you know, like chitter chatter with the local chipmunk or red squirrel, or get them out of your trash or whatever. Just, you know, hang out for a bit. Like, go take a night walk. The sunset dusk walk are so, the sun has been amazing. That fluorescent orange. Oh my goodness. Please check it out if you can, and start making your own blooms, you know, start blooming yourself out there. You'll feel a lot better, and you might find it necessary. So you'll have something else to talk about whenever you go online every once in a while. All right. Stay tuned for Ripper coming back. And thank you for joining Ripper. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in to Ripper. You can find more about this and other LCC Connect podcasts at lccconnect.com.